a father-son talk about you know what. My dad and I were fishing when he started in on quizzing me about the point I'd gotten to concerning, you know, sex. Beginning by explaining why he'd picked that day for launching his rather probing questions, he began with, "Tell me, Rex, now that you've turned 17, and only you and I are sitting here a mile from shore, where Mom can't overhear, how'd you like to spill the beans on what you've done with Carol? And I don't mean as far as smoking weed or drinking beer. It's time we had this little talk, and son, I'm only asking because your mom insisted. She's concerned, and so am I. We're not so old we can't remember dying to, you know what, the one thing every teenage kid is all fired up to try." Dad's expectant stare, to say the least, was disconcerting. I knew what he was asking, but I couldn't believe my ears. Frantically, my mind began to process clever options for answers that, while slightly vague, might minimize his fears. I started out with, "Carol and I are closer now than ever, and we've been going steady since the 1st of April. But, even though we've spent a lot of private time alone, trust me, Dad, we've never given in to, you know what. Besides," I added proudly, "if we do try, you know what-ing, we know that you're supposed to use protection when it's done. So, if we simply can't resist and actually do the deed, there won't be any problems down the road to ruin the fun." "Fun?" my dad exploded, going rigid on his seat. "You're 17, and Carol is only 16, ain't that right?" "I know we're way too young," I wisely said, "but as you mentioned, fending off the urge to, you know what, is quite a fight. At least we know the risks," I added, hoping that would soothe him, "and not that we are planning to, but if we ever did, at least we won't be sticking out our necks like others have, and Carol will not be dropping out of school to have a kid." "I see you got the whole thing figured out," my father snarled, "counting on protection to prevent a big mistake. Well, let me tell you, Mr. Careful, if that chance is taken, that would be the worst decision both of you could make. If she does get pregnant, which you know, of course, can happen, have you talked at all about the options? What to do if and when protection fails? You wouldn't be the first ones thrown into a circumstance in which there are but two ways to solve the problem. And believe me, it's a problem. And at your age, it's obvious that neither choice is great." "Yes, we have," I reassured him. "We've got friends from high school whose lives were messed up really bad because they didn't wait. The football coach's daughter got knocked up a year ago, and when their family moved away, it broke her boyfriend's heart. I swear to you that Carol and I have not yet, you know what-ed, and it will be at least a couple years before we start." That actually calmed him down a bit, and we went back to fishing, but knowing by his questions what he'd seemingly believed. After our discussion, it was not so easy telling which of us, my dad or I, was feeling more relieved.